Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello?
Oh.
Oh, look who it is.
Hey, Mr. Dongle. I am Mr. Dongle. I F up the show today.
You caused a lot of trouble, Senor Dongle.
Yes, I'm the other side of the dome. I'm the other side. I'm the Ethernet side. Look at me. I'm the Ethernet part.
Well, you know, that should really be the higher voice because that's the female Jack.
Ah, yes.
No. You are wrong.
I'm the little side. I'm the little side of
today's
the
a East Stream Day.
Yeah, it is.
I'm the big side. I don't work.
I don't work. We don't work.
Our brand name is Insignia. I suck.
You guys
I
sure
suck.
Can't stir a drink.
Yeah.
Anyway, doing a little technical work prior to the show today. And, you know, I think anybody that works with computers can tell you that sometimes it doesn't always work out. And when you put a little time and effort into it, you're looking for that big win. And when you don't get that big win, oh, it's depressing, especially when it's a Monday. But, you know, it's you live to fight another day.
Yes.
That's
yes.
the way I look at that.
You just need a new driver is all. Just get a new driver.
Yeah, new driver. Yeah, like, I'm trying to take you to the Piggly Wiggly, Miss Daisy. I need a new driver.
Your driver's trying to connect you to the internet.
No, exactly.
Now, that would have been a good name, you know.
I have to make water, Miss Daisy.
Hulk, take me to church. I'm sorry, temple. Tempin.
That's where we're going, Miss Daisy.
Hulk. You are my best friend.
Well, I appreciate that, Miss Daisy.
You've never done Jessica Tandy.
Hulk, you're my best friend.
Okay. I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
That's the only way
that's
you can
awesome.
Get out of this when you thank
Wonderful.
You so much. But you know what makes it happy even when your dongle doesn't work? You know, when you have family stop by for a quick hello, and we are honored and delighted to have family. Family will be a big part of what I'm talking about today with
Good.
My daughter. And Rob's got his daughter. She is a wonderful, wonderful young lady, and you may follow her on Facebook when you see pictures, but we rarely get a chance to say hi in studio. Lovely Julia is here with us today. Julia, how are you?
Woo! Yeah.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. It's great to have you here in the studio. You don't get a chance to come in and be in this studio as much as you did the old studio, right?
Right.
Julia.
What is that? What is that sound in the background?
Her ride's here. It was a siren, Mike.
Loud. The streets of D.C. Very loud today.
Very
the,
loud, yeah.
The acoustics of the Mike O'Mara D.C. studio is...
Coming together, Mike.
Yes,
May I ask a question of Julia?
Please.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Julia, is it exciting to have your father work in show business?
Yes. Every day is so exciting for me.
Listen to that sincerity. Listen to that. Hey, Julia, one of the reasons I wanted to get you up here because last week you were a big part of the show because Rob got the alert that you were having that that bomb scare at your high school where they hauled you guys out of class and they put you on buses and they made you line up and be accounted for. How was there any level of that? I want to get inside the mind of a high school student.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any part of that that was scary or was it all just kind of, once you guys realized you were safe, was it kind of, you know, hey, day off from classes, everything's cool? What happened with that?
Everyone was pretty convinced that it was like a drill the entire time. So nobody was really horrified or anything. Mm.
So it's fun. You were like laughing and giggling and all that.
I mean, we weren't like giggling either. Most parts of school aren't very fun. So
yeah. True story, Julia. Julia.
Yep. And she hangs with a lot of goth kids. Goth kids don't giggle.
Well, my daughter didn't dig it either. My daughter was like,
I think every
high school
kid try. You got to try to get through it.
Julia,
line.
Do you think, and I kind of want to put this the right way. Julia, are you kind of met when it comes to the whole high school thing?
Yes.
My
Such
daughter
a drag.
Was too.
Such
Elizabeth
a drag.
Was too. Catherine dug it a little more than Elizabeth. Elizabeth was above it. That's a lot of kids are like that, by the way. Yeah, go ahead, Oscar.
Julia, when you were going through this bomb scare, there was a lot of worried people out there. I think the students had a better grasp of what was going on because you were actually at ground zero of this situation. Did your father at any point say, "Hey, when I pick you up, I'm going to post on Facebook and tell everyone you're safe"?
I don't know, but I know as soon as he got me, I think it was the first thing he did. I think he did post on Facebook as soon as I was in the car.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, like, he said he had tears in his eyes when he picked you up.
Oh, yeah. There were so many tears.
Now, you know.
Was he making that up?
I wasn't wailing, but yeah, I did tear up when I saw her. I mean,
okay,
that's
and then so right after he went from tearing up, when your dad, between the time that he had gave you the teary hug that you were, and did he give you a hug or did he say, get in the back of the car?
No, I think, yeah, we hugged.
We hugged, okay.
We pretty
so
much
he
went
hugged.
Straight
he was,
to the
he
car.
Was upset. He was worried about
yeah,
you,
he
which
was.
He explained. But between that teary greeting and him posting, how long did it take? Was he immediately in his phone?
I think he texted my mom first, and then he went to posting to Facebook.
Yeah, okay. It's two loves, right?
That's right. Do you think your father posts too much on Facebook?
Yes.
There you go.
Julia?
We think he's addicted.
I think he's fine. I think he's just trying to stay connected.
Okay, follow-up question.
Yes.
Do you think Mike worries about it too much?
Yes.
Whoa. Julia.
Now, you've got your daughter here, so I won't counter that.
Yeah, you don't
Although
counter
I
that,
could.
Mike. You're respectful. You're respectful.
You really
yeah.
set me up. And
yes,
then, you know what?
Yes.
You're right, Rob. I worry about it too much.
No. I will tell
I
you
think
that
everyone just needs to relax.
Oh.
Everybody.
Even me. I think I could use some relaxation.
You know what? It feels like collectively as a society, there's just too much anxiety out there, isn't there, Julia?
Absolutely.
What makes you anxious, dear?
Everything.
Yes.
Right here. Being here.
Does this make you anxious, this moment right here?
Very.
You're dying to tell me everything, but you don't want to because you want to make sure that you're, you know, that there's no hassle later on, correct?
Correct.
This is the tree of trust, Julia. You can tell us anything.
That's you can tell Mr. Santana anything you want.
Okay.
So, your brother.
Yes.
How's he doing these days?
Great.
do you get along with your little brother? I mean, usually there's a little sibling problem.
Yeah, they're 21 months apart. We should say this for people that don't know.
Yeah, Julia's they're 21 months apart.
Almost 16. Robert just turned 14.
Yes.
Okay.
So basically 2 years apart.
Yeah.
So
Robert,
there's.
I think Robert. No, he turned 14.
I know
his Robert. Sorry. How is Robert doing? How is he?
Yeah, he's at a crossroads in life right now.
Yeah,
he's becoming a man.
Right now, if there's anything you could tell your brother on our airwaves, what would you tell your brother? What's something that
a message?
I'll give you. I'll make it easy for you. What is a behavior you would change about your brother? And then we'll ask you what's something that you like. What is a behavior you would change?
Behavior corner.
Okay.
Something he does
know.
That you would like him never to do ever, yeah. ever
really
again
annoying.
As long as you live.
And don't say breathe.
Okay. Well, I was going to say that actually.
I know.
Not really. Okay. Let's see. Of all things, okay. Well, after he found out that there was a bomb threat at my school, he asked if my dad could take him home as well.
Yeah, and remember what he said: just to be safe.
Just to be safe.
Yeah, just in case.
Just to be safe. So he wanted to get out of school early. Is that what he wanted to do?
Let me.
I guess.
May I lead the witness for a second?
Yes.
Go right ahead, please do.
What about? I know he has the tendency to come into your room.
Yes.
Oh.
I want him to never come inside my room again.
Why does he? Why does he come inside your room? Just to say hi, or do you have stuff in there? You know, computer equipment, anything that he wants to steal, use.
Well, like it depends on what's like in his direct
line of sight.
As soon as he walks inside my room, like sometimes it'll be like a pair of shoes. Socks,
he
maybe.
Wears your shoes?
Well,
is
yeah.
Is there something we need to know, Rob?
Wow.
Hey. He wears, they're like, I mean, no, I think he like just grabs them just to annoy me.
Oh, so he just comes into your room to annoy you?
And that's the thing, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, he just does it to annoy me. Yeah. And whenever I, sometimes I do it just to mess with him. And then he gets so mad, so I can't even, like, do it. Because I can handle it somewhat okay. Like, I'm just like, get out of here.
And when do
like,
you think, and you are, as we said, you are 14 and almost 16 now.
Yes.
When do you think you and your brother will actually get along?
Never.
Oh, wow.
So they don't get along well?
No, they really don't.
Does he spend a lot of time in his room, or
yeah.
does he wander the house and like go to the common areas where the TVs are? Is he in his room?
He wanders the house with chains, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking when he's alone in his room, you know, you don't have to go in there, Julia. Just walk by, like when you're coming down the hall from the bathroom or whatever, and you're walking by, just give him like three smashes right on the door, just like in a boom, 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 right there, and just keep walking and walk fast so you get to your room so he doesn't know it's you.
Okay. That's a good idea.
And then say nothing, and then he'll have to open the door. What's going on? Dad? Mom? It'll drive him nuts. It's fantastic. By the way, I did it to my sister all the time. I was younger, and I would just fly away.
Mike, when do you think you and your sister will get along?
You know what? We are. I should say that.
I know that's true. It's taken
all this time, but my mom's passing, I think I've had more 1 hour conversations with my sister than I've ever had in my lifetime.
You can reconnect with younger Robert, Julia, in your 50s. So look forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it'll be more uncomfortable when we're in our 50s and like he steps into my room and does things. So we have to get it out now.
You know what? It might not be in her 50s. She just has to wait.
You just got to wait it out, Dad. It'll happen.
What you have to wait is till your mom and dad are no longer around.
Mostly dad. Yeah.
But that's when Kathy and I connected. My mom had to die. Listen, I'm sorry, but that's the truth. My mom had to die for my sister and I to connect, and that's just the reality of it. And I actually, at my wife's urging, got to give her credit, but I picked it out. I actually sent my sister a birthday gift, a nice Aww. Birthday gift.
Not a picture of a gift?
Okay, what'd you send her?
What you sent me? Sent her Amazon Echo.
Oh, that is awesome, man. Yeah. Very cool.
Amazon Echo.
Very
and
cool.
I also, because I just didn't want to be too schmoozy about it, I said, this is a belated party birthday gift for Paul and a gift for you.
Yes.
Very nice.
They'll enjoy that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Very
like
cool.
It.
Julia, really, what do you want for Christmas?
It's October. I haven't thought about that yet.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
I'm ready for Halloween right now. I'm thinking about what I want for Halloween.
What do you want
for
Halloween?
Are you going to dress up? Are you going to dress up on Halloween?
I don't know yet. Maybe. It depends on how I'm feeling.
I'm feeling the same way. I've got a Halloween party next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend. And I haven't determined whether I'm going to wear anything. The couple that we're going with, this guy likes to like put on an outfit.
Yeah,
and so
and you
I'm
can't
not
be.
Sure.
So you have competition. This
yeah,
year.
I don't want to be there. I don't want to be there, but I might want to do something subtle.
I think you should go all out. That would be
no,
pretty awesome.
I think you're wrong. I think that's not pretty awesome. I'm getting that passive aggressive vibe that your father sort of laid on me right at the beginning, you know, with the whole Facebook thing. But anyway,
I think all of you guys should dress up for Halloween.
I love dressing up.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's
Oscar does it because he's excellent dressing up, and he looks good when he does it.
So you're kind of mad my daughter was about the whole high school experience. What's the best thing so far about being a high school student?
Great question.
I liked all the meeting like a bunch of new people.
That's cool. That's half the battle right there. If you like that, you're going to have a good high school career. What's the worst thing about high school?
I enjoy learning, but I don't like how the whole like you have to get tested on everything.
Yeah, constant testing, like, right, to kind of prove the school's value. And in your neck of the woods,
Loudoun County,
it's probably super intense. Yeah.
What they do is they actually teach to the SOL, which is the Standard of Learning Test.
Yeah. Right.
So they teach in a way where they test excellently as students, but when a lot of times when they finish the course, I don't think they have a great understanding of really
the
what
subject
they need
matter.
But they'll test very
they're
well.
They're being taught to test.
Yeah, and then they get a lot of money because they do good on their tests.
Yeah, and they get to, you know, be well regarded because of that competitive instinct, and that's cool. But I mean, other than that, everything seems to be, you seem to be, you know, from what I follow online, everything's chugging along
pretty well.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Any boyfriends?
No.
Oh, not yet.
Thank you.
That's cool. That's very cool. And are you still, like, if mom and dad wake up on a Saturday morning and it's King's Dominion Day, you still into that? You still like going down there?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So that's a memory you'll have.
Jabril's still part of the family?
Well,
yeah,
Jabril's at
he's a little further away.
He's at boarding school.
Is he at boarding school?
Do you know, Mike, proudly, Jabril was accepted at the same boarding school that hosted George Siegel.
My dad mentions it.
Apple doesn't fall. They said it at the same time. All right, get out of here. Go down to Starbucks.
Sweetie, I love
that's
you.
A
thank
good,
you.
That's a good time to, awesome. To get out of there. George Siegel. He's brainwashed his children to be just as concerned about pop culture as he is.
You know, just give
that's a wrinkle.
A leg up.
Yeah, but where's
that? Is it military? Is it a military school?
Oh, no. I'm not sure he's up for that. He's outside of Philadelphia. I could figure out the name if I Googled it.
Oh, just like the Fresh Prince.
Yeah. Born and raised.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
No,
that's
Jabril,
awesome.
Jabril needs to just, I think his father, who is still in Tunisia, was under the impression that Jabril might need just a little leg up. And so they didn't want to give him the public school route, and they put him in the George Siegel boarding school.
So the lad needs some structure is what he needs.
A little structure is good for anybody, Mike.
Hey, work for Donald Trump. What the hell?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So me and you are pretty much friends by now, right?
Yes.
So you got my back and everything?
What?
Never mind. Have you heard about the dance?
Yes.
Have you met anyone to ask yet?
No. But I probably will after school.
Who are you gonna ask?
That girl over there.
She read in my one.
Summer Wheatley?
So cute.
How the heck are you gonna do that?
Build her a cake or something.
Yeah, my old girlfriend from Oklahoma was gonna fly out here for the dance, but she couldn't because she's doing some modeling right now.
Is she hot?
See for yourself.
Wow.
Yeah, I took her to the mall to get some glamour shots for her birthday one year.
I like her bangs.
Me too. How long did it take you to grow that mustache?
A couple of days.
I wish I could grow one. Tots.
Up next, I hope you'll enjoy a skit by Pedro Sanchez.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Pedro.
Mike O'Mara. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Hey. Good day, everybody. How you doing? We're live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. If you're just tuning in, you've heard it for the first time. This is what we call the Mike O'Mara Show. We are pleased as punch to have you with us today, because every day is a different adventure. You'll find that if you hang out. We're on the air. We're online. We're all over the place. You know, who knows where we're going to pop up next, but we're really glad to have you with us. You're the greatest listeners in the universe because you get it, and you prove that to me each and every day. We have a phone line in case you'd like to call us. The phone number that we have here is 888-920-6673. That's 888-892-0-MO-REE. Call us anytime. Our show today brought to you by a brand new sponsor. Welcome me a brand new sponsor to the Mike O'Mara Show, PetNet.
Woo!
Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara, and I have two dogs. And if you have pets, this product is for you. Studies show that if you feed your cat or dog the right amount every day, they will live longer.
True.
But how do you know? It's easy thanks to PetNet Smart Feeder, the new smartphone-controlled automatic pet feeder that personalizes your pet's daily calorie intake based on age, weight, activity level, and food type.
Oh, yeah.
I have two dogs. I have a Chihuahua, but more importantly, I have a pug. And the pug is experiencing my PetNet Smart Feeder. Because the pug's calorie count needs to be controlled.
Yes.
And now we can do it, and we can do it easily with the PetNet Smart Feeder. It will feed the healthiest portion to my pug at the right time every day automatically, and my dog Beluga, my elderly 12-year-old dog Beluga, will eat the right amount of food. It still won't prevent him from staring at me uncontrollably whenever I have dinner, but it'll work. Reminder, these things are popular. Since the PetNet Smart Feeder is produced in a limited quantity each month, you need to get yours before they sell out. Let me say that correctly. Remember, These things are popular. Since the PetNet Smart Feeder is produced in a limited quantity each month, you need to get yours before they sell out. Get your PetNet Smart Feeder plus free shipping by going to PetNet.com/TMOS. That's PetNet.com/TMOS. Find peace of mind at PetNet.com/TMOS. Now, who's a good boy?
Oh, good boy. Good boy.
That's a PetNet.
Mike, I actually wish this product was around when my black lab was around, because we constantly overfed him, and
yes,
that really led to the problems he had as an elderly dog. Mm-hmm.
And it is such a cool looking product. It's awesome.
It's delightful. We're glad to have them as a brand new sponsor. And my wife would say the only thing she wishes is that there was a husband net pet feeder so that she could feed me.
It would dispense like a ham sandwich.
Monday weigh-in. Half a pound.
Good.
Half a pound. Yeah, no, it's not good. Half a pound up. You see, I went in the wrong direction.
Oh, okay.
But that's between us. We do a Friday week. We do a Friday weigh-in and a Monday weigh-in. So, you know, the big day is Friday. If you're up a half a pound on Friday, that means you really screwed up. We went to a
Ouija board.
Saturday night, we had date night. We ended up going to a place I haven't been to, my God, in 20 years.
What?
The California Pizza Kitchen.
Oh,
pizza!
You went West Coast. Pizza.
Yes, and I got one of their tostadas, a little
delicious.
And you know, I read the calories on it, and when they arrive at your table, you realize that whole calorie thing that they put online is just complete BS.
It's they make it up. Serving.
Very rough estimate.
They triple everything.
Broad strokes.
Yeah, that's it. And very, very broad.
Before
strokes,
we move on, Oscar, how is a weigh-in like a Ouija board?
What do you mean?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I think that would be for you to explain, because Mike says we do a Friday weigh-in, and you said like a Ouija board.
Well, his explanation for gaining or losing weight every Monday is like a Ouija board. He's always looking for the right formula to put together the words and numbers.
On the little guide.
It's never the same.
I see.
Okay. No, I'm a fat tub of crap. You'll see it at the live show. Hi, everybody, coming to the live show November 5th. You got Fat Mike coming. Fat Mike. Oh, Fat Mike's coming. Yeah, big
Fat
time
Mike.
Fun.
Make
Sit
room
on your
on
ass
the, stage.
The whole summer. Yay. Like that. Anywho, it was a nice date night, and then we were off to fantastic single A minus A low level professional hockey, ladies and gentlemen. The Florida Everblades home opening weekend.
What is their actual classification? Is it double A hockey?
ECHL, East Coast. What is the ECHL? Is it the East Coast Hockey League?
Yeah,
Florida Everblades hockey. It's not like the Hershey Bears, which are one step below. That guys from that team will go right to the Washington Capitals.
Oh, I see.
But they are a farm team of the Carolina Hurricanes.
All right.
I know that. So sometimes if there's a prodigy, they'll be sent up. But it was amazingly good quality hockey and amazing booze.
Oh.
So I was a very happy guy, yeah.
Any hard liquor at the hockey game?
Hard liquor upstairs at the Breakaway Sports Bar.
It's East Coast Hockey League.
East Coast
nice.
Hockey League.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, it was fine. It's great. It's great. It's 5 minutes from our front door.
Is it
and
the same
had,
place
they
that had
real
the,
booze?
Was it the same venue thing that had the Thomas the Train experience deal? Is it that's the deal?
That's the same. By the way, that's the same venue for almost everything I go to.
Right.
Almost everything. You know, they've got, they had Amy Schumer came to that venue.
What's that venue?
That was it. By the way, the Amy Schumer show, they said that was the most balls to the wall business they've ever done at the little pub above the arena. And what's that? The Everblades. That's their name.
No, the arena you're.
Germain Arena. Yeah. By the way, that's the family that owns like all the land and all the car dealerships in this area.
Oh, I thought it was owned by Michael Jackson's brother.
Yeah.
Germain. Yeah. No, it was wonderful, and it was it was a great night out and something a little different. It still stuns me that down here in 95 degree Southwest Florida, where the temperature is warm always, that we are steps away from the greatest sport in the world. Hockey.
Did they win?
Yes, they did.
Who
yes,
did they defeat? Won. Whom did they defeat?
Oh, my God. The Swamp Rabbits.
Okay, pause.
That is
everybody, let's just take a breath.
Here. This is our new thing. Look up ECHL teams, and I will tell you who they... It was, I believe it was the Swamp Rabbits.
And is a Swamp Rabbit a nickname for another animal?
It's a nickname for something I do in the privacy of my own.
Oh, no. I don't think anyone wants to think of that.
I refer to it as the Norwegian swamp rabbit.
And, that's the best
sign. Mrs. O'Mara does not allow me to do that anymore.
There are a lot of teams. Whoa.
There are tons of teams. Like, you won't play, because it's a massive league where, you know, every little town in the world has them. But this was the Carolina swamp rabbits or something, or the jackrabbits or the something.
Oh, I really hope rabbits. It's a swamp rabbit, because that's that
I
would
think
be
it's
much
swamp
more,
rabbits.
Much
I think
more
it's
entertaining.
The swamp rabbits.
Do you have something,
do we
Mac?
Have it?
I'm sorry.
It is the Greenville swamp rabbits.
Nice.
The
pull.
Greenville swamp rabbits. And so they said, you know, Canes won, Blades won, Rabbits zero in that. And they've got the, you know, the old-fashioned tell screen that they have in the middle of the arena, which is low def. And so when they have the guy, that's up on the concourse talking to the person that's got to guess a trivia answer to get the free taco or whatever they're giving
because
them.
When you go to minor league games, it's very, it's the in-between play activity is as much a part of it as the game itself. They do something always.
Right, absolutely. And the thing is, when they're doing it on the concourse during the game, the video presentation does not match the audio. So there is a delay between the microphone. So you'll see the person going, "We're here on the concourse, and we are really excited talking to Roger."
The hardest thing to do.
Roger. And they're doing that, and it was fine. It was a good time, and not overly crowded. Casual sporting. That's what I like. Yes, Oscar.
Mike, on December 28th, Germain Arena, you're going to have the Florida College Hockey Classic.
Yeah,
look at that.
That's a big deal. That is a big deal. And they also, I said, what's the busiest game they have? And we're going to try to do this. They do the for the Children's Hospital down here. They actually sell out the entire arena for the teddy bear toss. And they said
that's a category, isn't it?
Yes. Here's the thing. After the Everblades score the first goal, I think it's the Everblades that score, or any goal, when a goal is scored, that's your cue to throw the teddy bears. And they say it takes like 10 minutes of people throwing these bears for Christmas. And it's, hey, you know, it's what I got.
That's pretty
here.
Cool. And then they'll go to a worthy cause, I'm sure.
No, here it is. This is what I love about it. And I said this to my wife when we were at this game. The cool thing about this is it is casual. It's not people stepping over people to be. Is it the greatest level of the sport? No. Is it for the world championship where you have to be? It's nice to go to a sporting event, a spectator sporting event, and pay for a ticket that's reasonable and also watch something that is not, you know, at the major league level, because it's less of a intensity. And I'm fine with that. I like spring training baseball for that reason, and I like watching minor league hockey for that reason. It's not as insane.
Football is like that. When you go to arena football games,
it's
that
chill.
Is so much fun.
It's a blast.
And you're not getting destroyed in your pocketbook because you've actually spent $500 to see something.
And to add to that, one of my favorite quotes you've ever said, Mike, and it goes for DC. Or Maryland or Northern Virginia, but I believe what you said was, "Hey, I'm from Northern Virginia. There's a line. Let's stand in it."
Absolutely.
Yep. That's what they live for. Yeah.
There was one small issue.
Oh no.
Oh.
That put me into a state of, you know, once again another state of anxiety and panic.
Yeah.
Just like I get anxiety ridden for Rob being on Facebook. You know.
Come on.
By the way, do I get credit for not saying anything in response to your little
snippy
comment?
Great restraint.
A wonderful, you know what, that it's for me, I see her every day, but when I see her sitting across from me, it's when I realize how grown up she is.
Yes.
And so, yes, thank you very much.
And we had to protect Julia because she doesn't
need to see this. I didn't want to say that.
Yeah, she doesn't need to see this.
No,
I didn't want to say that. I get anxiety
ridden
because I'd like you to be doing other things. Things to benefit the show. Anyway, that's fine. Doesn't really matter. Let's take a break and then I'll tell you about my moment. I like to call it my RJ moment at the stadium. We'll be right back.
Well then. The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Here's a letter from Diana from Valley Forge. She writes, "Which is better, Irish, Canadian, or American whiskey?" Well, Diana, obviously the alcoholic heritage of the Irish is solid. You can't trust Canadians because they're just waiting to invade. If you're a true patriot, you have to go all American.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
I love that. The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society. Looking forward to meeting those boys at the live show on November 5th. at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Day drinking.
The best.
Oh, my. All I'm saying, a little voice in my head is going, pace yourself, pace yourself, pace yourself. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Distilled, Distilled Jeans, D-S-T-L-D. The problem with jeans, the really good parts typically cost, the pairs, rather, typically cost $200 or $300, the good parts.
The good parts
the buckle,
jeans. Yeah.
Normally cost, no, the pairs.
Great denim, great denim.
Good jeans are expensive. Here's what Distilled has done. They have revolutionized the fashion industry by creating timeless, luxury-grade denim, so you get jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars, starting at $65. Distilled refuses to work with department stores or middlemen, so there's no markup and no BS, just great jeans at an unbelievable price. Just go to distilled.com, that's D-S-T-L-D.com, to find the perfect pair with the perfect fit. They ship free, they guarantee the fit. If they don't fit, they'll send you a new pair until the fit is perfect. See for yourself, while the A-listers are all spotted in Vogue and GQ wearing Distilled jeans, even X-listers like Oscar Santana.
X-list. He used to be on the list.
Loves
his
pair of Distilled jeans. You wearing them today?
Mike, I am wearing them. I actually ordered two more pairs. I like them so much.
I would ask you to stand up, but that would be unbecoming of me as a broadcaster. Oh. Half of how you look is how your pants fit. So get your jeans just right. Just go to distilled.com/TMOS right now.
Do it now. You'll like it.
And get $10 off your purchase. That's dstld.com/TMOS for $10 off right now. Five easy letters. dstld.com/TMOS. That's Distilled. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. So I talked about having a little moment at my little local hockey fest. We get same-day tickets. It's really great. That's the whole thing that's casual about it. You don't have people crawling over you.
Walk up to the box office?
Yeah, there are a few thousand fans in there that are checking out the hockey game, but it's not insane. It's not sold out, which I think would be maybe, I don't know, 8,000, 8,000 to fill that arena. So there's plenty of room and plenty of options. And so I get like nine rows up center ice. Great seats.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
On the aisle, even
the
better.
The best.
Because that's the way you want to do it. And so there's a little pub up above, and we get there early, and we have a little drinky, and about 25 minutes later, head down to our seats. And so we walk in, and I've printed my little ticket, and I show the guy, and he points to where the seat is, and I walk up, and I point to Carly. I said, okay, you sit there, and I'll sit on the aisle. Shocker.
Right.
Don't like to be, I'm antisocial. Don't like to elbow other people. I lower my bad hip down into the jeans, the seat, and I was talking about jeans a moment ago. And as I lower my butt down, I notice that the handrails, the rails on the seat, the little armrest,
yeah.
They're like right in the middle of both my cheeks.
Oh,
I literally.
Oh my God.
Now look, I'm fat. I know I'm fat. But my ass ain't fat, and it's never been fat. And the idea that where I have the problem is when I get past butt level.
Yes. And you're top-heavy, some would say.
And suddenly I'm sitting there and going, oh, my God. What am I? By the way, I got manatees around me. I mean, yeah. I've got guys that are 340 that are around me that are sitting. And I'm sitting there going, what is going on? And I finally sit on the edge of the seat, and I slide myself back in. By the time I slide myself back
in,
the pressure...
So you go in at an angle almost.
I kind of come in at an angle.
Yeah, you got to wedge yourself in.
I wedge
in,
and I said, Carla, the seat is... And Carla starts to do what she does as the supportive wife. She begins to laugh.
Of course.
She begins to laugh at me, and I'm going to tough it out. And I'm going to tough it out by pressing my ass forward and kind of leaning back in the seat. This is not a comfortable position
Lean
to watch
with it,
a sporting
rock with
event.
It.
Right.
I'm gonna rock, and then finally I said, "This is." And then I feel the metal part of the little chair, the armrest, kind of digging into where Daddy has a brand new piece of hardware.
Oh.
And I said, "This ain't gonna work." And I said, look, I have no idea what's going on. I said, I have been much bigger, and I have been to sporting events, and I've never had, I don't know what's going on. So I said, we gotta just switch. You gotta verify this for me. I said, let's stand up. We stand up for a second. During the national anthem, I'm leaning over to her. I said, look at my seat. Is my seat smaller than yours? She says, it looks like it might be, but I'm not sure. Shh, doing the national anthem. Is this seat bigger? And I look over and she said, yeah, I think it is. I said, switch with me. So we switch seats. I lower myself down to the second seat. Zhunk. Absolute flawless. I mean, there's
why
no
would the
I've got
aisle
space
seat
on either side on my ass. Of course, when the gut gets there, it's a little tight, but that's as usual. That's normal. But it's fine. She sits down. She goes, Oh, my God. I don't know what happened. I don't know if this is in every section like this, but this particular seat is smaller in width. And God damn it, we've been to arenas before. They're all small enough.
Yeah,
they want to jam as many as they can. This one, I don't know whether the architect that designed the Germain Arena was thinking about this, but this seat is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And we
now what I would have done is you said you're in the sixth or the ninth row.
We're like right outside. They've got seats that have cushions on them.
Yeah.
And then they've got the, then they go right to like the baseball seats above that.
Is that where you were in? Were you in baseball or cushion?
We were just, because I'm cheap and I didn't want to spend the $30 for a ticket. I want to spend the $25. We're right outside of the $30 seats, which, by the way, we moved to later in the second period and they were blissful.
Why?
To sit in these seats. They were perfectly comfortable. They were wonderful.
I would have looked at a row behind you and see if they were consistently, the aisle seat was consistently more narrow.
I looked at the row. I made the mistake of looking at the row in front of me, which were the more expensive seats.
Sure.
And in front of me was Larry the Cable Guy, Larry the Cable Guy times two was sitting in front of me.
Handsome.
Like the kind of guy, if you get him on a commuter airline or you're in an arena and you're sitting next to him, you're going to go home.
Yeah.
You're actually going to say, okay, let me see. I have, this is row seven, seat number four. We're going home. We're going home right now because he's half the other seat next to him.
Sure.
He's that big. But his ass fit in there and my little ass didn't fit in the seat.
Mike, the only context I have when it comes to the seating charts, it comes from the World Cup in Latin America where they offered obese seats for sale for a little more than the regular seats.
Hey, you know, maybe.
You, thank you for that insight.
I'll take this.
Thanks
maybe I should start following soccer.
Yeah.
You know what? I think if you are getting, if you are, you
that
know.
That looks fantastic.
Yeah. Yes.
I can't see it. I can't see it.
We'll send you a pic. I'll tell you.
Here's the thing. Yeah. I think if you need that, you stay home and watch it on television.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at that. You know.
But don't be so exclusive. You know, even the great Busch Gardens theme park, the sixth row of many of their roller coasters are for the larger patrons.
Yeah, but I hate that. Because I just think because as a society, I know I'm fat and I'm fighting the battle all the time.
Right.
But we're too fat.
Yeah,
we're all
true.
Too fat. And if you're too
Not
fat, you
us.
Shouldn't be on a roller coaster. You shouldn't be on a, if you have to get a specialty seat, you shouldn't be on a roller coaster to start. You shouldn't be anywhere near an amusement
park.
But
Mike, to give you some perspective
but they're
here.
They're so amusing.
They knew that people were coming from all around the world.
Right.
And they were going to the World Cup. And they wanted
Germans,
to,
Mike.
They wanted to accommodate.
I know.
The
I know.
Germans are coming.
I'm not fat shaming here. What I'm saying is, God damn it, I was when I moved to the seat next door to my wife. It was fine. Was it comfortable? No. I mean, I haven't been
comfortable
in an arena seat for 35 years. But the fact is, once I sat in the normal size small seat, I was A-OK. But somebody, I'm talking about, I have an average ass. I have an average ass.
And you have an above average ass.
You know this, Rob. My weight is not in my ass.
That's true.
It never has been. But
fat,
you see,
P-H-A-T.
My ass is not the problem. So I never have a problem getting in. I have a problem getting out.
Yeah.
And by the way, getting up from this seat after, you know, when we made the little switch.
Oh sorry for that text.
There's Oscar's attachment right there. It went away. Went away as quick as it made my show screwed up. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Mike, when Carla sat in the amazing narrow
ding. Hey, it's gone now.
Ding.
F up your show.
Bye.
We're off the screen now. Just like quick as a bunny. Dick.
When
hi, goodbye.
When Carla sat in the mini seat.
By the way, Oscar's seat for obese people in the Latin soccer games actually looks like a toilet. Looks like a porta potty. Looks like the type of thing you would sit on top of a child's seat, you know?
Hey,
ridiculous.
Multitasking. You don't want to miss a minute of game time.
Boy, tremendous lumbar support right there. Why don't they just put a stool up there? That does not look like a comfortable seat at all. Look how wide that is.
See, it looks appealing. I would buy one of those.
No, it does not look appealing.
I would buy one of those seats simply for the more leg room.
You would buy it and share it with Shannon. You'd both fit.
It looks sanitary. It looks actually sanitary.
Mike, if you want to use one of the extra wide seats at the World Cup, give it a good wipe down.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not with
Febreze
a towel.
Febreze that.
Yeah, you need something.
Nacho cheese.
Now, when you put Carla in the mini seat next to you, she was able to, because she is slight. She is a wisp of a thing. She was able to notice that it was more narrow?
Oh, she said, absolutely different.
Wow. Yeah,
this was not like she sat down and went, there's no problem. And believe me, you know she would have loved to do
it. She would have highlighted it.
No problem. Maybe
she
should have gone to California Pizza Cave.
By the way, so then second period we moved across the way, and I have, but based on years of moving seats in venues like Fenway and at the Capital Center, Verizon Center, Oscar's been with me when I've done this. Hey, there are two seats down there, row 7-6, and I'm able to actually zero in, and I will memorize the section and the row and the seats, and we will be there. And we went in there, no problem at all. Usher gave us like this slight look, and then total comfort for the second period. And then she wanted to go home, and I didn't want to go home. We had a fight. We had a big fight.
What'd you fight about?
She wanted to go home. I didn't want to go home.
Oh, man.
And it turned
into, couldn't set up for one more period?
It got really ugly. It got really ugly and kind of put a little damper on the air.
Yeah. She ruined the weekend.
She didn't think that I wanted to go home because I wanted to watch hockey. She thinks I wanted to stay because I wanted to have one more.
A drinky poo.
Rears its ugly head.
I am saying that is an absolute lie. There you go. As I nod my head.
What was the score?
Nod my head. I don't
know. 1-0?
I don't know. Nah, it was like 3-0, I think. It was 2-0 or 3-0. It was good hockey. It was good quality hockey. And,
and was it Jameson's?
Huh? Oh, yes. Yeah. A brown liquor, and I might be. I'm still kind of fake. Hello?
I didn't send you another text. Me neither. That's not me.
I don't know where that came from.
It's okay.
I don't know.
That's the Jameson's alarm.
Can I mention something?
After the show, I'll turn all those off. Actually, no, I just did. I just turned it off. So you won't be hearing anything more on the show. No problem at all. Yes, sorry. It's Technical Monday on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Could you buy season tickets? Would that be cheaper?
It would be if we were actually planning to go to that many hockey games. I love those people that attend these games, but it's not something I plan on doing regularly.
They might give you a price break if you only go for two periods. Say, I'll be out of here before the third.
What a brilliant idea.
Thank you.
Spoken like a true sports fan. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Shannon started a fire. We'll be right back.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein. I don't know why we're singing that.
I don't know either, but on this week's episode of the show, it's Tony Perkins and Gary Stein live at the DC Improv.
Those guys went back again?
They went back again. They actually had them back. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
I attended the show. It was lots of fun. We gave out lots of prizes. We celebrated Rob Ford's birthday, and Angela Stripling joined us.
It doesn't get better than that.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Do you want to take a moment to say happy birthday to Rob Ford?
Happy birthday, Rofo.
Yeah.
Well, didn't we do a whole show around his birthday?
We did, but apparently it lives on.
It's the longest birthday ever.
I'd like to say happy birthday to Rob Ford. I'm going to leave the tape recorder rolling.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it never stops, and don't hit stop.
Brought to you by Tracker. We all live in an era of, not an area. I've said that every time I've done this commercial. We don't live in an area of smart cars. We live in an era. Era, new copy requested.
Era. Okay.
Era, new copy requested.
March 28th, Rob. March 28th.
Okay.
It was a long time ago, wasn't it?
It was. It was before Rob Ford's birthday.
Yeah. smart cars, smartphones, smart homes. That's enough to make a smart person feel really, really stupid. Same way you feel when you don't stay on top of stuff. Yeah. Tracker is a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything you lose, it you know, it can find it for you. All you have to do is take that little coin-sized device that Oscar's holding up right now and pair a tracker to your smartphone. You attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. If you lose your phone, just press the button on tracker, and your phone rings even when it's on silent. With over 1.5 million devices, tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world. That means a lot of people are using it. Never lose anything again, thanks to tracker. It's nice looking, it's a conversation piece, and you're going to love it. TMOS listeners will get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's T-H-E, tracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS for 30% off. That's thetracker.com and the code TMOS. Okay, the continuing saga of these home improvements that are going on at the smallest house in Georgetown. Oscar Santana, homeowner, taking most of his free time now because he has to direct that energy somewhere to weekend household projects, which is great because in the old days, in years past, he would take those weekends and just to be drink and debauchery with Todd Moore. And now I'm happy that you're doing that. So the latest was... You're doing electronic work yourself?
No. Gentlemen, I've learned a few things in my time in the littlest home in Georgetown. I've realized that I don't have to learn how to do everything. I realize that I'm not very good at these tasks because...
That's a good realization. Yes. If you come to that realization, that's helpful.
These hands weren't made to rock a hammer or a chainsaw. They were meant to type on a keyboard. That's what they meant.
You hold those hands up, and I can tell you those hands were made for writing the next great symphony.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mis manitos, as my mom would say. They are
what
made
does that mean?
My little hands.
Oh, my little hands.
Because she's got rheumatoid arthritis, and when I ask her to do something around the house, and my mom was like, hey, mom, can you help me with this? She holds up her hands. She says, mis manitos. And I'm like, all right, start moving. No more excuses.
Manitos.
Now your back's going to hurt because you're getting some gardening duty.
Hands could belong to a disc jockey, but these hands could also, and I'm holding my hands up right now, these hands could also unload ships at the loading docks.
Okay. And look at these hands. You got soft hands, Mr. Hooper. You've been counting money all your life.
Seriously, oh my God. Does Rob win the hand award? Look at the size of his mitts.
Gorgeous.
God, he could have been a good lineman.
Big
he
hands.
Could have been a good offensive lineman or not necessarily a
adult
hoops player,
film
but,
star.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
An adult film star who plays football. All of the careers that I really should have done.
Absolutely. So I said to Shannon, we're going to work on streamlining most of the projects around the house. We don't have to, a YouTube project can't teach you everything. I've learned that the hard way as well.
That is true. And
I've
also,
done
the
more
YouTube.
Damage.
The quagmire of YouTube videos showing you how to help things sometimes. Yeah, and I, by the
like
way,
like downloading
I've
a driver.
Exactly. Yeah, precisely. I've done it so many times now that I immediately know. You know when you've got the bad one.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the tell. Talky.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of talk.
When you get the person that wants to be a yapper, and it's like, hey, guys, it's Todd again. How you doing? I'm sitting here in my garage. And now, I like to get the one that's white. You can get the one that's black, but I like the one that's white because the one that's white, it's like, shut up! Show me how to do the job. That's what I thought.
Todd, when you... I'm sorry. Todd.
My name's Oscar.
Todd was the guy in the YouTube
tall
video.
Tall white guy.
That's right. When you approach Shannon and you say, we're going to do something, like we're going to do a streamlining process, what is her reaction when you immediately say, we're going to do something?
She means... Well, I think I thought she understood what I meant. What I meant was there are all these little projects that need to be done at the house.
Sure.
That if something's out of our scope, we will let the professionals, hey, Tony and his crew, take care of it because we end up doing more damage than good.
Okay.
Right?
I agree with you. I understand what's happening. Mm-hmm.
And we've actually lost money because we've damaged things more than we've actually fixed them.
That's known as the Kerry Spiewak maneuver.
Yes.
Try to fix it, make it worse, call in a professional.
So you lose.
Try to do it yourself and you screw things
up. You lose time and money, right? Mm. And that has been, we have had a pretty good run for the past month where if we see something, we're like, maybe we can figure it out. And then we stop ourselves and say, what is the mandate? Stop wasting our time and money because we might do it wrong and have to pay twice to do it. Right.
Right. Exactly.
So my latest project is to put gutter helmets onto my gutters. And
that's that. I mean, I know it doesn't sound like that would be complex.
It's a tedious job.
All
it's
gutter
tedious.
Work
is tedious.
All gutter work is tedious and hard because it always involves a ladder and it always involves being up high. and, you know, he might fall or something.
All gutter work outside of the simple getting up there and scooping out the muck.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? But if you're doing anything where you're putting them on, you got screws and nuts and bolts up there, I wouldn't mess with that. I wouldn't mess with that at all.
To your point, the gutters on, so I have two levels, like the flat roof, two levels, right? The little awning level, and then I have the roof for the entire house.
Yes.
I was, the bottom side was no problem. It took a couple hours. I said, okay. The top side has
you have trees around your house all over the place.
Yes, so there's a problem, right?
The gutter helmet is a good idea.
Yes, and compared to paying for them...
Chris Core told me, Mike.
He's putting on gutter helmets. I know. How soon before he's got a little baby?
I know. He'll never have a baby because he's too selfish.
Gutter helmets.
Too selfish.
Well, because in the long run, I looked at the price, and it seemed like something I could handle. I could buy the pieces and put it together.
Have you put
right?
a budget together, by the way, for like whatever money
A budget is so my father is an on-demand man where you say, hey, Dad, this is the estimate. Can you or can't you? And that's what happens. So.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you tell him what you're doing. Yes. And then where is he now? Is he home? Or
he's in
he
Argentina, Mike.
That's a sweet deal.
Yes.
That's
sweet deal.
Don't need gutter helmets down there.
With his other family.
I get the impression all in with you buying a home, too, right?
Yeah.
He
kind of
likes the idea you're
doing.
He's
really excited that I'm interested in actually fixing up the house.
Okay.
Like, he's really into that, right?
All right. Is he going to get a little piece of the action when you sell it?
We haven't talked about that, but if he's open to that, that's fine.
All right,
right?
No, but it's cool that he's helping you. That's
and
cool.
Also, I think that he's seen the progress because a lot of people say they're going to do things, and I've done them. Mm-hmm. You know, like when we put up, we got the lights
actual
put in,
evidence.
There's actual evidence that this project is progressing.
That's good. That's
yeah,
good.
So he's all excited right. about that.
I just never heard about the gutter helmets until today. So
well,
that's
the option you can. I bought them through Amazon, and they cost 20% of the cost I was going to buy through another vendor.
Wow.
Shannon, we need a gutter helmet. I don't know why I'm laughing at this. I'm picturing you at your house.
Well,
we need a gutter helmet.
It's a bigger problem overall.
Did she think the gutter helmet had something to do with the bedroom?
Mike, the drainage system in a home that was built in the 1840s is already suspect, right?
When you showed me the video, when you sent me that video, that was based on a heavy rain.
Yes, heavy rain.
Okay.
Because the gutter was backed up.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So I got to get on it. This is my house will flood if I let this happen. Right?
Oscar, we need to distribute the water better.
So I buy, and some of these gutter helmets that come in are too large for the top side of the home, right?
They must be shortened.
So they have to be shortened. And I give Shannon specific instructions. I said, these five panels, take them to Ace. They will cut them. They will charge you, but cut them to 4 inches. That's all I need. 4 inches.
4 inches off.
Four inches off. Right.
By the way,
I
really wish we had them as a sponsor. I love them. They're that good.
And she goes, and this is the typical issue we have with each other. But I'm managing it. She texts me and she says, "Look, the guy's really backed up. I bought a tool for us to do it." And I said, "Shannon, that's not what I asked you to do."
So the guy was he backed up or did he say he wouldn't do it?
He was backed up. He said, I'll have it for you guys ready by 5 o'clock.
Saturday at a hardware store?
Yes.
It's a tough call.
Yes.
That's their big day.
Yes.
Saturday at a hardware store. I can't imagine why he would have been backed up.
I need some screws. I'm sorry. I can't help you. I'm backed up.
But she's writing me after she's left the store. Right?
So she told you about the tool after she purchased it. Okay.
Yes.
That's a mistake right there.
Toughest day of the week at Cat's Hardware when I worked there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So actually, it was Cat's Creative Decorating when I worked there.
Oh.
Did they spell creative with a K?
No.
Oh, you see, then they would have better business. More fun that way.
You remember what, and do you remember, I've told this story before, you know what Dick Cat said to me?
I believe, may I ring in? May I ring
in? Do you
in?
Remember what he said?
As a rule, things haven't been working out.
That is so close. You get credit for that. I give you the ding. Generally, things haven't worked out.
Oh, thank you. I'll take it.
That's right.
It was paint issue, wasn't it?
It was a paint issue. Well, when I let the paint go off the conveyor belt the first day. Mm. But this was a cash register issue.
I was challenged.
Go ahead, Oscar.
It's fine. She calls me from the grocery store, and she says, look, I can't text right now. I'm already at the grocery store. I'll cut them. And I said, no, Shannon, this is going to take you hours. They can get it on the jigsaw and get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
Was she going to use a power tool to cut
No, Mike. She was this handy
a
hand tool
saw?
that was going to get her get it done because they
what,
said.
What do you mean a handy
was
hand?
Was it like tin snips?
It was, a, yeah, tin snips.
Okay.
Perfect. She bought tin snips, right?
Say, very good retail.
Yeah,
boy.
Nice,
that's
nice.
Good.
That's
I like
good.
That.
The hardest thing about tin snips is finding the time machine to go back to 1920.
Yeah. I said,
tin snips.
I said, Shannon, just leave them there. There's so much more to do at the house. You watching the Bellas on E! Entertainment Television and cutting these for 8 hours isn't really going to work for us, right?
Yeah. Not helping.
By the way, that was my radio name when I worked at the polka station.
Which one?
Tin Snips.
Tin Snips, of course.
Hey, boys.
And
Tin Snips with you.
This turned into, like, really 2 hours of us going back and forth. And I said, I'm only trying to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor. I've done everything. You have my card in your hand. I'm telling you that this is harder. And the reason why I'm telling you, you know, I love to do my own things
right.
is because I've tried this already. No, because I'm wrong. And I'm always trying to tell her to do things the wrong way.
Sure,
she
right.
comes home with the tin snips. And I said, okay, I need a 4-inch section of this. I was like, please show me how you'll do it. Ask me how long it took her to cut 4 inches off.
So you,
one section.
You measure 4 inches
yes.
from the end of the gutter cover.
Yes.
It needs to be 4 inches shorter. Yeah.
Yes.
And that means 4 inches. So that's it. It would take her like 10 minutes.
45 Top. Minutes.
Why? Because did she have to? Was it hard to chew through the gutter cover with
yes.
that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I don't know what a gutter
no,
cover looks.
But what
I would assume it's plastic, isn't it? Plastic.
It's the hardest plastic they offer, right? But still, you're
okay.
cutting through it, right?
Why would you buy metal grade scissors to cut plastic? All it's going to do is crack it.
Hey, again. I'm not there. I said, let the professionals take care
so
of it.
So what is the proper tool to do that?
Like I would do it with a saw.
Yeah, this is the only
like
thing
a bone saw. Well, not even if you don't have a power saw.
Yes.
You could get like the kind of saw that has a bow and a long straight blade.
Yeah, well, back in my day, we just chewed through them.
That's right. Well, we didn't have gutters in my day.
Yeah, in my day, you had to go up there and catch the rain with your hands and bring it to another lot.
Put it in a barrel so you could have yourself a bath. Every Friday, if it rained.
And then along came Tin Snip.
He played the best music.
So look at Oscar. So she didn't do it successfully.
No.
No. And then she looked at me. She goes, I guess you were right. I said,
I guess.
I was right 4 hours ago before we started this entire endeavor.
Did you think about buying a jigsaw? I know you love tools.
I have a Sawzall. I'm not going to do it either. You know why, Mike?
Why?
Because I know that for five straight panels, I can't get a straight line. I'm not a professional.
Okay.
I just don't.
Right.
I won't
you
do
want
it.
It yeah. You want it on a rack where in
yes.
a workshop that's done properly.
Put it on the rack.
What
and
if
cut
you drew
it
a line with a square pencil?
Yeah. Yeah, hey, what time? Back. Have her go back to the ace and go, what time do you get off? No, I mean, I don't know. She's got to bribe the guy.
She marched right back, and the guy said, thank you. Like, we'll have it for you to ready today. And I said, that's all you had to do. We don't
I
have to
DC,
do
though.
Everything.
I hate DC. Come on. It's 10 seconds.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't it 10 seconds with the right tools to do that?
Yep. It's super easy. But I guess my point was this.
Super easy to get a cup.
I said, Shannon, there's a list of tasks that we have to finish in this house. Don't. I said, we are not cut out to cut five panels worth of gutter covers.
Right. I understand.
Straight. Like, that's right. That's out of our wheelhouse.
All right. I said, why don't you
go and measure our bedroom for this bed frame that she's wanted forever, right?
Right.
That's on sale.
I'm excited about this story.
Yes.
Me too.
He said, go measure this. Go. Here, take
yes.
my lighter.
Yes.
Take my
lighter. Go and measure.
Take this can of gasoline and measure the bedroom.
I want to get to this. We're running out of time. I want to get to this. Go ahead, Edward.
So
this is when we get yelled at, Rob.
I know.
So she's measuring what would be a footprint of a bed frame, right?
Okay.
Because right now we've got a king size bed and we have no more than, I want to say 11 inches on each side of our bed when
okay.
we get out.
All right.
Too big a bed. We've made a mistake, right? Mm. And we've had this bed forever, so it's time to go.
Right.
And
she is picked out a king size bed.
No.
Mike, if that bed could talk.
We're
right?
going to full, Mike. We're going to full.
Oh, you're gonna going to be miserable.
You're going to be going from a king to a full.
We're going to be stacked up like sardines.
Not
when we go to bed.
You're not even going to a queen.
It's going
to
be too much room. I need a full. I need a full in there so we can actually get out of bed and not stub our toes on the windows.
What about bunk beds?
I get a top bunk if that happens.
Yeah.
Top bunk.
Yeah, you do.
Top bunk.
All right, so she's measuring for a full.
Yes. So. As she's measuring, as you know, most of these outlets in old houses, they don't have the three-prong attachment, right?
That's right. The what do you call it? The ground plug.
They don't have the ground plug. So
they don't?
Because they're so old.
They're old. They just have two prongs.
Yes. Yeah. So you have to buy a little dongle.
Adapter
that goes in and...
Stop it.
And gives you the three-prong... option, right?
Yeah, I got a million of them, by the way.
They
can also be used to ground a regular plug into a strip.
My lovely bride-to-be, because, I don't know, just it's her choice and how she decides to measure. We have a measuring tape. She decides to lay the measuring tape on the plug as a guider for the room.
Oh, no! So she hooks in.
She hooks in.
Oh, no.
Which, in turn, creates an electrical fire with flames and everything else.
Wow.
And at this point, I remember, I'm glad I bought the fire extinguisher, right? Because old Papa Santana had to run downstairs, pick it up, and effectively cover our bedroom in this soot.
Yeah. It's like a white fluff, right?
Yeah, and it's not like you can just squeeze it out and a little comes out.
No, it's big.
Oscar, help. Yeah. Help. Help me. Help me. I can use the tin snips.
Did it really cause like a big spark and stuff?
Yeah, there's a big black mark on our wall. Where the fire was.
Unreal.
And now the outlet doesn't work.
Was it really
work.
A fire or was it just a big poof?
Oh, no. It wasn't a poof.
Yeah, there were flames?
Yes. And I had to get the little kitchen extinguisher that I thought we'd never use.
Right. You pray you never have to use it, Mike. You pray.
Were there tears?
No. Mike, at that point, I say this with all due respect, she does not listen to the show. I've done this to myself. I've done this to myself. I chose the wrong partner. Right?
Well, hold it.
You don't mean that.
No, not for life. To buy a home to fix up.
Right.
This person, for life, it's great. We should have just bought a new home because this is not the person you're going to fix up the house
with. You should have done, continue to marry her, but live with Pony.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's all I wanted. I just sat there and I said, and she said, "Are you okay?" And I'm dumbfounded.
Sure.
And my jeans, my jeans are covered in soot.
Let me tell you why. I remember the meet and greet that we did the last time we were in D.C. where she ordered the Moscow Mule. She's good at that. Yep. She knew that drink, and look what happened to that drink. That drink exploded
blew
in popularity.
Up. Yeah, it blew
exploded.
Up like the wall outlet.
She's a good
again,
woman,
again, Mike, I'm at fault here, right? I should have known that alone it's tough.
Sure.
Right.
But when you have to supervise your trusty assistant...
Mm-hmm.
It gets even worse. Double
the
work.
All I can tell you, it's why I look forward to next weekend. Never know what's
going
to
happen. We're all safe, though. We're all safe.
Yes. There we are. Hey, we'll take a break. We'll come back and news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show. Shannon, I love you.
I do, too.
I love you, sweetie. You
I
hang
do,
in
too.
There. You hang in there, okay? It's just a little fire. Nothing to worry about. We'll take a break. Come back right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Do you like chatting with good friends?
Do I?
Can you whip up a perfect tater tot casserole for a monthly dinner party with the neighbors?
Can I?
Do you like to give snuggles to your puppies?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever gotten out of an awkward conversation with a popcorn jingle?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about politics or world affairs, but what will we be talking about?
About technology and the way it affects your life?
Wrong podcast. But we're going to be talking about pop culture, Savannah, the DMV, and drinking. It's going to be a good time. This isn't your second cousin's grandfather's podcast.
Cake and Cookies, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good. So please, check it out.
Or not.
That parody was awesome.
Right. Thank
word
you
for
so
word.
Much.
Nice. Yeah,
thank you very much. Like that. Okay. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Harry's. I love my Harry's. Used it this morning. I was on the Harry's website today. This is what I did on Harry's.
Sure.
Rob Spiewak, because he has 750,000 blades and has kept me so beautifully stocked with razor blades that I have my fill of my Harry's razors. But What I tear through is my wonderful Harry's Shave Gel. So I
the best in the world, is it not?
Twice a year, I order my four cans of the stuff.
Yeah, you
and
do.
I did that today, and I also ordered my Harry's Face Wash. Now, I know they want to talk about razors, but the fact is, Harry's website has great stuff, and they're always changing, they're always growing, and they're fantastic. And unlike Big Razor, they don't upcharge you. That's why they just made a bunch of improvements to their razors, and they're keeping the price the same.
Yes!
Because Harry's is a
huge,
fantastic company. Yes, the blades are still $2 each. I am not lying. Plus, Harry's quality is always 100% guaranteed. Your money back if you don't love your shave. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they will send you their popular free trial set that comes with a razor, 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel, which is just the best.
The best.
Free when you sign up for a shave plan. Just pay shipping. Plus, there's a special offer for fans of the show. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and get a post-shave balm added to your order absolutely free. Go to harrys.com right now and enter the code TMOS. It's that easy. Do it at checkout to get a post-shave balm added to your order absolutely free. Do it now. That's harrys.com, code TMOS, and we thank you.
News.
Turned it
news.
Off. Oh, the best technical day of my life today is the best technical day of my life.
Flawless.
Yes. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Pamela Anderson, remember her?
Yeah, you dated her, didn't you?
I asked. She didn't go out with me.
But you
I
had the balls out. To ask.
Yep.
I did. Back in the days.
The cojones.
Did that a lot and got shot down a lot and, you know, really, I don't know whether
how
I'm
how did you ask Carl on a first date?
I went to a private party after at a friend's house, sat out on the patio, watched these 20-somethings circling Carla, and I just was bemused. I was looking at her, and I was captivated. I had seen her earlier at the City Tavern in Manassas, Virginia, uh-huh. And I'd seen her and walked up to her and spoke to her briefly. She happens to be at this after party. These guys, I mean, she was just constant. It was just like a flybys.
Sure.
Flybys all night long. Then towards the end of the evening, little liquid courage, walked up, asked her to dance at this party. They had a little, and just by herself and me, and she was laughing at it. Look at the old guy asking me, you know, to dance. And then proceeded to speak with her for roughly 2.5 hours
wow.
at the end of the night. Ended at about 5:30, got her phone number, called her Tuesday, never looked back. We went out on a date Tuesday.
Man.
We never looked back.
What? So, what day did you guys go out?
We went to Saturday night would have been the party.
So you waited
Friday
you
night
wait
or Saturday
too long.
Night.
No, three no, days is kind of money.
Yeah, that is strong.
It was either a Friday night it was probably Friday night. It would have been a Friday. If I was staying out that late, it was a Friday night.
Okay.
Even back in those days, I wouldn't do that on a Saturday. So it was into Saturday morning, and then the weekend passed, and I met her, and I'll never forget. Met her at Clyde's in Tyson's Corner.
Mm.
Is that the joint, right?
Yeah,
Clyde's
yeah, yeah,
in Tyson's
yeah.
Corner.
Literally at 123 and 7, yeah.
And she was there early, which was one of the most impressive things I have ever seen. I loved it. I love the fact that she was there early, and because I just never went on a date where somebody was early. Not a woman. I would never experience that. I would never have a date of mine show up before I got there. I was stunned at that. And there she was, cream jacket, cream pants, cream turtleneck, and a guy hanging over her. Of course.
Of course.
And I kind of walked up, gave him the get the F out of here vibe. And that was back in 2003, I believe it was. Yeah.
I don't believe you have ever told that story with the fact that you danced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's very sweet.
I believe we danced very
big. The Macarena kind of was big then,
In kind of a funny way, you know, very brief. You know, I did the traditional foxtrot dancing thing, and then I think I went away, and then later on we spoke. But she knew I was interested.
Sure.
She knew I was interested, and I swept her off her feet.
That is awesome.
That is.
Thank you. Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks for sharing that, man.
Not the case with Pamela Anderson. And
no.
She said she's anti-porn now because she wants better sex. Not no sex. In a new interview, she said, quote, "There is so much access to porn, people are becoming desensitized." Totally agree with this.
Oh, that's so true.
In the multiple visual images that get weirder and stranger, it's a big concern. This is her quote. "Have you ever been treated like a porn star in bed? It's no fun at all. Slapped, hit, called names, spit on. That's sex these days." Pam says this has happened to her, by the way. And she also addressed the elephant in the room, and we're not talking about Tommy Lee.
Hey.
She said, quote, "I talk to a lot of mothers, and I know I'm part of the problem. I should probably disqualify myself from the whole situation because I was in Playboy and I had a tape stolen from my home and exploited all over the world and people saw things they should never have seen." Her reason for being anti-porn may be the best argument you could make for because there is so much around and people see that, and I think it diminishes the quality. Look, the bottom line, if we didn't have access to that kind of stuff, it would make the actual getting together with another person a lot more special.
I think I said last week, I said, unless Shannon rolls in on a unicycle, nothing's happening.
That's right. Hey,
thank you. Thank you very much. Let me turn that up, shall I? Okay,
because I had the other thing there.
Yeah.
Flaming the unicycle on fire. Billy Bush, guys.
Hey, guys.
Expected to receive a $10 million settlement upon exiting the Today Show, according to reports. But his lawyer, Marshall Grossman, tells us that a dollar amount has not yet been agreed upon. Let's get him in here right now. This is the quote from Mr. Marshall Grossman.
Hello, Marshall Grossman, Esquire.
There are news reports that a $10 million settlement has been reached between Billy Bush and NBC. There is no $10 million agreement, and that amount has not been disclosed.
Mm.
Negotiations are ongoing between the parties. Thank
you. Oh, I'm sorry. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Rob.
Parties.
Had a question. I'll get it next time, I'm sure.
I'm very sorry. I walked out before you questioned.
Do you advise Billy Bush to address the press himself, or will you be doing all of his speaking for him?
I will be speaking for Billy.
Thank you.
As of Saturday, October 15th, Bush's public and private Facebook pages were taken down.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Bush going through it. A lot of people got pissed off at me for saying nice things about Billy Bush. I'm sorry, but it's the way
there
I
is also
he's a nice person.
There is also a movement about that if he gets the $10 million, he should donate it to charity.
Oh, leave the man
leave
alone.
Leave the man alone.
But here's
leave
the thing.
Leave Britney alone.
I know Billy was a dick
right
on the
now.
Tape, too. By the way, I know Billy was being a dick on the tape, too. He was. That's a fact, okay? I also know that he was schmoozing Trump and trying to kiss Trump's ass.
Sure.
That's what broadcasters do in that situation. I would have done the same thing.
Yep.
I totally would have done the same thing. And I'm not proud of that, but that's the fact. That doesn't make it right what he did, but it just sucks that, you know, for doing that, you know, Billy Bush, if you really talk about what Billy Bush did, he did not do anything to call into question the sexual assault comment that Trump made, which was a little out there and weird. But what he did do was he made, I thought, legitimate locker room talk.
Yeah.
She's hot as S.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I've said that. Come on. Donald Trump's latest target, Saturday Night Live. This is when it's getting a little over the top with the orange-haired one. Early Sunday morning, Trump took to Twitter to slam the show for its hit job on me. Now, here's the thing that's wrong about this, okay? It wasn't. Because I really, if you go back and you look at that piece, it's almost completely equal.
I agree.
With Hillary being the phony and leaning up against the chair.
Yeah. Oh,
the
yeah.
Kate McKinnon Hillary parody is as funny as Alec Baldwin's Trump. So
it's almost more skewering because it is more subtle.
It is. And it's hysterical.
I mean,
it really, even fans of Hillary, I'm not a fan, but I'm a supporter. I think it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
The episode, of course, that he's talking about featured a spoofing of the second presidential debate as well as a Beyonce-inspired digital short dubbed Melanianade, starring the Trump women. They're funny. Here's the tweet. Watch Saturday Night Live hit job on me. Time to retire the boring and unfunny show. Alec Baldwin portrayal stinks. Media rigging election. Okay, you're acting like seriously you're 9 years old.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Trump himself hosted Saturday Night Live less than 11 minutes months ago, and believe the episode with exposure helped him gain some success.
Sure.
Who knows whether that's true or not. So that's that. It's funny. I think that the Kate McKinnon and the Alec Baldwin are okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it's slap nuts funny. I think the Melania stuff is hysterical because nobody thought of that.
Yeah.
So. These are supposedly the 10 rudest things you can do when you're a guest at someone's home. I don't know whether it's true. I don't know what the source is, but I thought I'd share them. Number 10, bringing your dog along without asking first. Yes, obviously.
True story.
Of course.
Turning down food when they offer it. Yeah, I think that's kind
gotta
of.
Eat
no,
it.
Thank you. You know, people
eat
put out
pate.
A spread. Got to do that, please. Putting your feet on the furniture. I might ask you to leave if you did that, if you did that in my home. Helping yourself to food without asking. Well, if there's a spread out on a table and, you know.
I think they're referring to like going into the fridge.
Yeah.
Well, that's on there, too.
Oh, really?
Looking in the fridge is on there. Showing up empty handed. I like to show up if I'm invited to a house with, for the first time with a gift. I think it's nice, bottle of wine or something like that. Yeah, the food without asking and the fridge are also two separate things on the list. Number four, looking in bedrooms without permission. Yeah, wandering around a house, you know, that's
okay.
A little odd.
No.
Yeah, wearing shoes on the carpet without asking first. Excuse me, if I'm invited to a house, I'm wearing shoes. You tell me to take them off, I'll take them
Unless
off.
Unless there's a rack of shoes when you walk in, then you know it's a shoeless house.
If you do a shoeless house. Hi, sister. All right, anyway, let's see. Number two, asking for the Wi-Fi password. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
that's
you.
That's pretty bad.
Don't dig that when we have people staying over. That's just kind
of
because it's kind of like,
I'm doing a show.
It just really sticks in my craw.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
And number one, messing around on your phone. Does that mean you're like your cell phone?
Yeah, if you're just looking at your phone and you're not there and present. Yeah.
All right, that's the rude stuff. And you
doesn't have number 11 on the list. Did you get number 11? Starting an electrical fire.
Thank you. She lives there, Rob. There's a 72-year-old guy outside Baton Rouge, Louisiana, named James Lepezi, whose house was damaged by the floods back in August. I love the people of Louisiana. We have some great supporters of this show down in Louisiana. It's not clear how much damage he's dealing with, but some areas were totally devastated. About 40,000 homes were flooded, and 13 people died. I hope people are remembering about the people of Louisiana. Now, James and his wife should have more than enough money to fix up their place. He just hit the lottery for $1 million. Yeah!
Oh, good. Congrats.
He's been playing the lottery once a week for a while, and his Powerball ticket in October matched 5 out of 6 numbers. So after taxes, they'll get about $700,000. He says they'll also use some of the money to pay the rest of their house off.
Smart.
And they still will have enough left so he, at 72, can retire.
Good. I think that's
awesome.
Very cool.
Absolutely. Love it.
And now a little something. A 43-year-old guy named Michael Orchard from Half Moon, New York, finally got the unexpected call to heroism on Thursday night. His neighbor's house was on fire, so he drove his car through their fence, kicked in their door, ran inside, grabbed their dog, and managed to get outside safely.
Wow.
There was only one slight problem. There was no fire.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Michael was on a mix of LSD and cough syrup, and he was hallucinating. So basically, he just destroyed his neighbor's fence, his door, and kidnapped their dog for no particular reason.
No.
He's been charged with burglary and criminal mischief. So please don't take LSD when you have a really bad cough. I've told you that for years.
Come on,
really,
please,
seriously. I mean, once the cough clears up, drop all the acid you want. All right. Come on, idiot. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here.
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Mara Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Mara Show, every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. They're on sale, our TMOS t-shirts. Have you seen them on our website?
Beautiful.
Do you like them? Would you like to get them? You got 1 week to do it. 1 week to get your t-shirt before the live show. For only 1 week, you can pre-order them at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click the banner. You can declare your love for TMOS, tell the world you're an American, or proclaim that you support my candidacy for the presidency of the United States. Waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Make sure you get them. We're selling them like hotcakes.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to seeing a lot of people wearing them. That weekend should be big fun. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vaults for, what is this, Monday, October 17th already?
17.
Two nights from the debate, Rob Spiewak.
Where is Titusville, Florida?
Ooh,
Titusville, Florida is, it's right, well, it's in an area we refer to as Florida's.
Oh, okay, thank you. Let's jot that down. Thank you. Almost batted 1,000 today.
I don't know.
Well, when you're in the teat, and we can say teat.
Oh, we can say teat. Can't say the other one.
Right. They got hit a little bit by the hurricane over the past couple weeks.
Well, and then that would be probably up near the East Coast, Upper East Coast, near Jacksonville.
A lady was trying to clean out her car, and she was vacuuming out her car in Titusville, and you don't want to use one of those big 75-cent gas station vacuums if your trunk is full of gasoline.
Oh, uh-oh. My God.
Oh,
now,
no.
I put this video on our Facebook page. It wasn't YouTubed yet, so I couldn't put it on our YouTube page. So if you
so
need
she
it,
went to the Shannon Auto Wash?
She did go to the Shannon Auto Wash. You can see surveillance video of the vacuum exploding into a fiery ball, which is marvelous. But here is the owner of the gas station and passersby reacting to the woman who vacuumed up liquid gasoline into the vacuum.
Oh, jeez Louise, you're kidding me. What are you thinking? I think even a child will know not to do that. She thought she could vacuum up gasoline.
That's not my wife, by the way.
It was a heck of an explosion. It just burnt everything up.
If you saw the video, you seen it. It scared the heck out of her.
Then she just stands there and watches it.
Thank God nobody was standing over there. You know what I mean? What could have happened? I don't even want to think about it.
So there's that. So
another reason why I like to bring it up. You know, I usually do it for myself, but I'll do it for you. Florida. Some of us finish high school.
That's right. Some. That's true. That's a good number.
Uh-huh.
Mike, I'm going to say something, and I want you to finish it because it's important to the tape I'm about to play. Why settle?
Oh, at John Lithgow.
Yes.
Ah.
Because, you know, he used to promote and announce for Campbell's Select Soups. They were like highbrow soups, right?
Do you want me to do it?
Please.
Why settle when you can select?
I almost fell out of my chair this morning. He is now voicing for Progresso Soup.
Oh, yes. Ooh.
This is his second soup campaign, and he's great.
After 40 years of making chicken soup at Progresso, we've learned a thing or two. Okay, actually, just one thing. Chicken is king. And so Our Majesty is now 100% antibiotic and hormone-free white breast meat chicken. And it's in all our chicken soups. Because Majestic Chicken Soup starts with Majestic Chicken. Long live chicken. Well, you know at least until it's in the soup.
If you get John Lithgow, there's an ad agency that says, we got John Lithgow. We're paying him the money to do this. Let him be John Lithgow.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And that's actually, there's another spot out there not online yet where he says, this is our opus. And opus, spelled sideways, is soup.
What a great campaign.
It
good
stopped
for
me in my tracks that's awesome. This morning.
That's so, and he will put them on the map.
Congratulations.
Great agency. Thank you. Or you could have Flo sell insurance.
Yeah. Well, that's easy.
You can do that. That's
how about
easy.
The lizard?
Yeah, we could let the lizard do that.
Also
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Cam Newton.
And then, you know, have
like
$13 million houses in Potomac.
Cam Newton, Mike.
Right.
He's having a bad day. They had the fifth consecutive loss of the Carolina Panthers. He handled his press conference yesterday. These are the highlights of the 90-second press conference.
Yeah, he's a bit of a
he's fussy.
You know, he's a fussy dude. He's proven that.
And
before.
No funny hat this time.
No, no. Maybe if they win.
Yeah, it was actually his sad hat.
You know what would be better is what if all of the press action for the Panthers was handled by John Lithgow?
You know, can I just stop? And this is it. How about tomorrow? Can we talk a little bit about players in the NFL?
Yeah,
sure.
Giants won their game yesterday, but we've got Odell Beckham. They have Cam Newton.
Oh, he
Cam
proposed
Newton.
To the kicking net.
You know, the thing about this is, and you know that, and you probably didn't see another play in the entire game. It's frustrating. I'd love to talk about... I don't know if the modern coach can discipline professional athletes, but you've got a guy, you've got these guys with incredible talent,
yeah.
but they still are men in their 20s who have not grown up yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it messes up a game sometimes. Anyway, go ahead, play.
Well, I do feel that the player, good game or bad, they owe the press conference to the press corps because the press corps covers the game.
So win, lose, you got a part of the deal.
So here's Cam Newton yesterday.
Just talk about the emotion of the game.
Just got to find ways to win the football game.
This is disappointing as you've been in a while, Cam.
Next question.
Stop it right there. I got to comment on this.
Please.
Here, there's the hard-hitting question. Is this as disappointing as you've been in a while, Cam? Oh, next question. Oh, give me a break with the melodrama. I mean, really?
Bad answer to a bad question, essentially.
Jesus. I mean, the effort you put in physically to be the elite NFL quarterback, nobody can deny your level of talent.
Right.
Put just a finger of that into your emotional adulthood. Come on, really?
Well, he continues, Mike, with the same enthusiasm and panache.
What kind of characteristics of this team this year? Why do you think that keeps?
Just got to find ways to win football games.
After tying it up there late in the fourth quarter, how frustrating is it to be on the sideline helpless watching?
Next question.
That's it, right?
And he walks off. Ta-da! Good press conference.
He doesn't know how to lose.
No, he can't.
No,
he doesn't know how to lose.
That's with dignity. You come back and you know, live to fight another day. That's what it's sports.
All right, we mentioned Saturday Night Live briefly. My take on this week's episode, better, and they seem to be doing some stuff that is sort of towing the line, almost daring the audience not to laugh at it because it's very edgy. This joke really got me on Weekend Update. Let's close with this.
A new report shows that the best place in the world for young girls to live is Sweden, while the worst place for young girls to live is on your hard drive. I said worst place.
Yeah.
I really think that I'm not a big Michael Che fan, but what they're doing on the Weekend Update desk is they're bitting edgier and they're kind of daring the audience not to like the stuff, and it's a neat energy. I do like that. Anyway,
all right, I might go back, take a look. I love it. Hey, it's Saturday Night Live. Yeah. You know, I still want to go back.
I don't know. They should cancel it. It's tired. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Thanks for joining us. Be sure and join us every day on the air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Hey, I wanted to say I didn't give it enough time at the middle of the show. The t-shirts are for sale right now, our Mike O'Mara Show t-shirts, and you got 1 week if you want to get it at the DC Improv,
right,
and you want to show the colors there. We got three beautiful designs, and we think
can't
you'll really, really like that. If you want to wait, that's fine, too. You'll get it delivered to your house. If you don't want it at the DC Improv, you can pick which way you want it, but they are right there at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we would appreciate that. We're all about you. Pass the word on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'd appreciate it. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.